Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 21. Our air date is Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie. Happy to be in the chair and happy to have my co-host with me.
Butter Pete.
She still hasn't kicked me out of the house. We're pretty happy about that. We got our special guest tonight. He's coming to us all the way from Tuscola, Texas, Jesse Blake. Welcome to the show, Jesse.
Thank you.
You're pretty much in the center of Texas, too. We did our geography lesson today, and I said, man, he's right in the middle of the star.
Well, actually, I'm in Weatherford now. I just had moved here recently, about a year ago.
So you're coming to us from Texas. We're welcoming you to the show tonight. It's been a little bit of a ride for you. You've gotten some great success early on. Tell us, how did you get into the music business, Jesse?
I fell into it.
All right.
No, I had a plan, I guess, one day. I had a handful of songs that I had written, and I had said, told a couple of people I was going to Nashville to get these recorded, and everybody was kind of looking at me like, yeah, right. And I was kind of like, yeah, I know.
This and, wasn't what everybody thought was going to be the case for you?
I don't even know that I thought it was going to be the case for me, to be honest with you. I had the wheels started turning fast once I had actually put my mind to it and tried to see what I could do as far as getting the recordings and stuff done. And I ran into a couple of important people, I guess you'd say, as far as songwriters and people that I had connections in Nashville. And next thing I know, I'm in Nashville, and I'm talking probably within 4 or 5 months of a starting the process at recording my songs. Mm-hmm. At the Omni Studio there, which is has been torn down now, by the way.
You wrote the songs and they said, that's it, we're breaking the mold.
Yeah, it's all done. We don't listen no more of that through here.
Well, you got some good ones out there, so I think they did some good work before.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So when did you start playing?
Off and on my whole life. I've played since I was a little kid, about the age of, I probably knew more about instruments like the piano and the guitar when I, at the age of 10 than I do now. My parents kind of made funny.
Who were your influences going through this when you went through the process? And do you think who kind of molded you? Was it your folks or the folks that were around you?
Yeah, I guess you could say they had a hand in it. My parents, my dad, my stepmom they had their own band. So I spent a lot of time toting equipment in and out of shows and stuff for them. And I got to look like the important one and tune in the guitars and whatnot. Older people were watching me and I thought I was special, but, excuse me. And, you know, they kind of had an influence on me, and then I stepped away from it for a long, long time. But, I guess one day I was kind of like, I don't know, I was bored, just got on Facebook and sang some songs. And next thing I know, I get the reaction I got out of it was, way more than what I thought I was going to get. Sort of like that. So, ended up going ahead and getting together, getting some songs together and getting to a record studio.
So that when the statement's made that you really didn't think you'd end up on stage, that's pretty accurate. This wasn't really what you thought was in the cards necessarily going through this.
Well, I mean, you all think that, you know, you have one thing in mind, what's going to happen. So, you know, I'll put some songs out, put them on radio, see how it goes. And, you know, next thing you know, it's, you got to promote the music. So,
yeah.
Then whatever stage, well, put, you know, you can get on. I've been on them from Wyoming to Tennessee, you know, all the way down back to Texas and in between. So, been on quite a few. Hadn't been on all of them I want to be, but we'll keep
that'll keep plugging. Well, the first one that we've got queued up for you tonight is Birds of a Feather. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Oh, that song I kind of wrote over an ex relationship I'd had, you know, a couple of years back. Just kind of came to mind. Kind of has a, like a Birds of a Feather, kind of like we do something good together, something like that, but it really isn't that good. That was pretty easy to write. It's one of those relationships that that you're in, so you knew you should probably go ahead and get out of because it's not going anywhere. It's actually destructive, really.
All so, right.
How that came about.
Hey, let's get this one to listen. This is Jesse Blake's Birds of a Feather.
That morning sun burns away the night. Early every morning we take flight. Making a life together with all our friends. We built our love out on a limb. Now we can't seem to find that tree again. When the roots run deep, you can weather. But when they run shallow, you'll never know who will be the first one to go. Birds of a feather flock together. I can't see where you are right now. We parted ways when we ran into weather. Love to catch up with you somehow. When your wings are wet, you can never fly. And that's the way you were the other night. You broke down and you began to cry. And I never understood the reason why. Till I found you took flight with another man. Now to take you back, I understand. 'Cause I met someone else you'll never know. And we made love a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, birds of a feather flock together. I can't see. Confess, even though our love life's a mess, when you keep doing the same, it's evident. But insanity wasn't what we meant. Yeah, birds of a feather flock together, but I can't see.
Song. I love it.
Birds of a Feather from Jesse Blake. I think all of us have run around in that flock of birds at one time or another.
Yeah. Growing pains.
It happens. It happens. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll listen to this commercial message. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are blessed to be with Jesse Blake tonight. Jesse, good to have you on the show. We just heard Birds of a Feather. We all can relate.
Thanks for having me.
What's, you know, you've mentioned that when you determined that it was going to be time to kind of take this step off, and as you say, you fell into the music business, you had several songs written going into this. What's your process for writing? How does this come about for you? We've talked to a number of different artists, and sometimes it's 10 minutes on a cocktail napkin and you've got a hit. Sometimes it's 10 years before you've got the song the way you want it. What has it been for you in putting together your music?
You just summed it all up right there.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no telling when it happens. It's I've waken up in the middle of the night and started writing. Early in the morning, trying to get ready for work, sitting there typing a song. Going down the road, I've written several going down the road. One was on my album called, Forest for the Trees, which I wrote on a McDonald's sack going down the road. Wrote that one pretty quick. But the Dead Man's Hand, the actual song, the name of the album, that one was on my mind for about 30 years.
Really?
30 years?
Yeah.
Yep. That's been something you thought of when you were young and said, yeah, this is what we got to do.
Yeah. I kind of had in my head one day I'm going to write a song about it. I didn't know how it was going to turn out or anything like that. But finally, one day, it came back in my Rolodex and started writing. Wrote the first verse in about, I don't know, minute and a half. And then it took me 3 days to finish it.
All right. The next one that we've got queued up, kind of made it out for you on the charts, number 26 on the independent country charts. This is a great one. We really enjoy this song, New Old Outlaws. Tell us about this one.
That was the last song I recorded on my album. I actually recorded that on Labor Day weekend. I was supposed to have 14 songs on my album. I ended up with 13 because I pulled one. I wasn't happy with it. And this one was on the table when I started recording, but I kind of waited too long and they kind of pulled it off the table from me. So I kind of wasn't happy about that. And I fought tooth and nail to get it back. And they finally got it back. So I turned around and had to drive all the way back to Nashville, which is a pretty good haul for me. It's about 11 hours. And ran up there and recorded that one song, laid it down in about 30 minutes and turned around, walked out there and came back. And that's what we came up with, New Outlaws. Now, that was written by Waylon Hanel and Bernie Nelson.
Waylon Hanel is a good friend of the show. In fact, we were just had Waylon a couple of weeks ago at a concert up in Saginaw. So I know he's going to be real happy to hear this as well.
All right. Yeah. I talked to Waylon about it right before I actually recorded the song. And he gave me his blessing on it and took off with it and got it laid down. It did very well for me here in Texas.
Well, without further ado, let's check this one out. Up to 26 on the charts. This is Jesse Blake's New Old Outlaw.
Bullet holes in that 34-4.
Yes, sir. Jesse Blake's New Old Outlaws. I tell you, I absolutely love that song. It's just one of those, yeah, this is country. This is a good tune.
Yeah. You see, Wild
Jesse, where do folks find you? You've got your music out in a number of places. If folks want to get in touch, they want to listen to your music, they want to find out where you're going, where do they get you?
On 150 plus streaming platforms. I had no idea.
So it's out there.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I'm in over 260 countries, and supposedly about 10,000 radio stations from east to west coast right now. Country radio.
So if you can't find you, you're not looking.
Yeah, right. So as far as social media, it's all the platforms there: TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. It's just everything is a. Jesse Blake Music, and gotta make sure you spell my first name right. I was supposed to be a girl when I was born, so I had the JSSIE. So that's like.
Well, with the success that you've had, I'm sure there's no teasing that goes along with that.
Right, none.
So you've got a new album coming out here soon, The Dead Man's Hand. We talked about that a little bit, and this next one that we've got queued up is one of the singles featured on that song, on that album. And this song has just rocked me. I love this. Hooks in My Boots. Tell me a little about this one.
That was the first song that I released professionally. I did not think that one would ever be put on the radio. I wrote that based off of my experience at Riding Bulls and, you know, kind of inflated it a little bit, like a tall tail bull rider, but that's be the, you know, I used to tell everybody, you know, I'm a pretty daggum good bull rider on paper.
On paper.
Yeah. If you could make it go like that, something like the song does, I mean, it'd be perfect, but, that song, it was fun. And, when I recorded it, I just thought it'd be like an extra on the album, but that was the one that, they wanted to start out with, and they said I need an upbeat, fast song to go with. So they started out with the Hooks in My Boots, and so far it's been the most downloaded song that I've had.
Well, and I tell you, it's interesting for somebody. Okay, we're in Michigan. We're not by any stretch of the imagination cowboys up here. But I tell you what, you listen to that song and what you're saying in it, it puts you right in the chute. You know, you know what's going to happen.
Basically, that's the way it is, believe it or not. It's a little more scarier than that.
I imagine it is.
Right.
But if a song can whip you into shape and get you ready for it, this one can do it.
Yeah, that can. Yeah, I promise you it can. Everybody kind of likes that song.
All right.
But it made it to number 33 on the Texas charts. Was it like I said? It's the
well,
first
let's
one.
Give this a this. Let's find out what it's like to go through that chute. Let's give this one a listen. This is Jesse Blake's Hooks in My Boots.
I drew the son of Satan out of shooting number five. Put my hooks on my boots, getting ready to ride. Fastened up my shafts, got my mouthpiece checked. Put it on in case I get in the wreck. Black vest zip, cause it's the rules. Gotta have protection when you're riding these bulls. Say a little prayer for a climb on his back. Got the armor of God as I settle inside. And I'm on the son of Satan and I'm ready to ride. Yeah, I'm a cowboy and I can't wait for old homeboy to pull the shoot gate. Gonna hold him for ransom on an 8-second run. Got my hooks on my boots, gonna have a little fun. The gate peels open, he blows straight north like a screaming volcano trying to get a divorce. Fire hot lava burning in his eyes. He turns to his left, I open up on his right. He's left in the well as he gets turned up. Good Lord Almighty, little Satan can buck. My hook's dug in on his left hand side. My free hand are working from side to side. Yeah, I'm a cowboy and that's what's up. I can ride the hair off anything that can buck. Put my hand in my glove and my rope pulled tight. 4 seconds in on an 8-second ride. He backs me off a rope, has my arm locked out. No doubt about it, he's trying to jerk me down. I shuffle my feet, get back into position. In the middle of his back is where I'll be sitting. He starts to barrel roll over to his right. I let my hooks go to grab another bite. The crowd goes wild as the buzzer makes sound. I tip my hat to Satan as I step to the ground. Yeah, I'm a cowboy, got my number on my back. And 5 knuckles in on a suicide rap. Got my mind made up for that 8-second time. Got my hooks on my boots and I'm ready to ride.
Let's go, boy.
All day, truck bed full of trophies, can't close the tailgate. Home the son of Satan with the tools and the trade. One time, got my shafts buckled on and my number on my back with my vest zipped up. Got my mouthpiece in my hand and my glove with my rope pulled tight. Got my armor of God and my hat pulled down with my mind dialed in on an 8-second clock. Got my hooks on my boots and I'm ready to rock.
Yes, sir. Hooks in my boots. Jesse Blake, I love that song. I just, that does it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. So as Jesse mentioned, if you can't find him, you're not looking. He's all over out there. And we appreciate you coming on with us tonight, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Very much.
All right. So he'll be out there. You'll be able to see him.
True.
All right. Check him out. We appreciate having you on. Quarter Peep, who's coming up next?
We have the Bourbon Sons.
All right. We're looking forward to that show as well. I think that's a wrap on what we have for tonight. We really appreciate, Jesse, you coming on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All righty. For all out here listening to us on whatever the platforms you've got us on, if you know somebody else like Jesse you want us to talk to, drop us a line at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's our email address. You can always find out where we're going at vehiclecitysound.com. That is the website. Got a lot of good things going on. We appreciate all the support from everybody. Appreciate Jesse coming on with us tonight. Hey, everybody. Be good.
Thank you.